Ireland's forestry plan has been given the green light by the EU Commission. The €1.3 billion plan was announced by government last year, but was held up pending EU approval. Minister Pippa Hackett calls it a hugely significant milestone. The IFA says terms and conditions will put many farmers off. We get the view now of Dara Little, who runs Ireland's largest forestry company, Forestry at Fionn. Dara Little, good morning to you.
Good morning.
So it's a late start. How significant is this plan in your view? What difference will it make?
Well, I think it's worth pointing out, Ronnie, that what was announced yesterday was the afforestation part of the programme. The support measures, as we call them, have not been announced yet, which are really important for the existing forest owners who have had a bad experience over the last number of years.
So it's only a partial green light?
It is only a partial green light. It's an important partial green light, but it's the other measures, in my view, are as important as the afforestation piece that has been announced.
The IFA says many farmers were burned on forestry schemes before, and they've concerns about the way this scheme is set up. They see, as they've called it, a lost opportunity. What's your verdict?
The afforestation scheme has been going for about 30 years now, and the business model for it is really quite old. We now have a situation where to get into forestry is a very high bar. It's very expensive for farmers and landowners to get into it. The regulations around it are quite difficult to overcome, and the process of approval is opaque and extremely long. And we need a system that is much more streamlined and transparent, so everybody can understand what's going on and when it's going on. And we need to reduce the amount of time it takes for licenses to be approved.
I'll talk to you about the licences in a moment, but just in terms of getting more farmers involved in the afforestation scheme, Minister Charlie McConnellogue saying he believes higher payments will make the schemes attractive to farmers. Do you think he's right?
Certainly the premiums are very, very attractive now. They're significant increases on what they were before. And I think for farmers and for landowners, it's the main issues are there's a lack of confidence within the sector. And I think the department really need to put their shoulder to the wheel on this now. I think they've done one part of getting the schemes approved by the EU. They now need to promote it and really get behind it and have a much more positive attitude towards forestry into the future, so that we build up confidence. And I think confidence is really the issue here. Not so much the amount of forest premiums that farmers will get and farm stormers will get. It's they need to be confident that when they plant now, that in 5 and 6 years' time, there will be limited changes. The supports will be there. And if something happens like ash that dieback disease,
because a lot of farmers lost money who'd gotten into forestry before on ash dieback. You mentioned the licensing system. Economist John Fitzgerald has been writing about this for a number of years now. Why are we still using a licensing system for forestry when that's not the way agricultural production works in other sectors?
The Forestry Act of 2014 requires that all forestry activities, or most of our forestry activities, be licensed to do that. And that is really an inefficient system when you're trying to manage forests. For example, a typical forest owner would have to get an afforestation license, a road license, a felling license, maybe two or three felling licenses through the rotation of a forest, when really we should be looking at a regulatory system, when we plant a forest, we're going to have to build a road. When we plant a forest, we're going to thin the forest. So the system is far too rigid. It needs to be much more flexible, and it needs to be much more forest owner friendly so that they can actually carry out their operations.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. That's Dara Little there, who's MD with the forestry consultancy company Forestry at Fionn.